Easter, Week 6, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day, the Lord, for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. The stone was rolled back from the door of the tomb. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are! Clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak, the waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight, at the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys, they flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The stone was rolled back from the door of the tomb. Alleluia. Alleluia. Who are you looking for, woman? Why search among the dead for the one who lives? Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle, and the plants to serve men's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetops the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. when you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia. Who are you looking for, woman? Why search among the dead for the one who lives? Alleluia. Alleluia. Do not cry, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia. Do not cry, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Psalm 103 concluded.
My heart rejoices, my body is glad. Alleluia. I will praise him with my whole being. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 1. The Word who is life, revealed in the Incarnation. Something which has existed since the beginning, that we have heard, and we have seen it with our own eyes, that we have watched and touched with our hands, the Word, who is life. This is our subject. That life was made visible. We saw it, and we are giving our testimony, telling you of the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. What we have seen and heard we are telling you, so that you too may be in union with us, as we are in union with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this to you to make our own joy complete. This is what we have heard from him, and the message that we are announcing to you. God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. If we say that we are in union with God while we are living in darkness, we are lying, because we are not living the truth. But if we live our lives in the light, as he is the light, we are in union with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. To say that we have never sinned is to call God a liar, and to show that his word is not in us. Responsory from 1 John. The life was made visible, we have seen it, And we here declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. Alleluia. We know that the Son of God has come. This is the true God. This is eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. Alleluia. A reading from the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria on the second letter to the Corinthians. God has reconciled us through Christ and confirmed upon us the ministry of reconciliation. Those who possess the Spirit as their guarantee and are rich in the hope of resurrection already have a hold on what is in store for them, as if it had already come to be. From now on, they say, we regard no one in the flesh. We are all spiritual men and immune from the corruption of the flesh. For since the only begotten Son shone upon us, we have been transformed into the Word who gives life to all things. Under the reign of sin, we were weighed down by the chains of death. But now that righteousness in Christ has gained possession of us, we have shaken ourselves free of corruption. So no one any longer is in the flesh, that is to say, in the weakness of the flesh, and thus rightly subject to corruption. So St. Paul continues, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. It is as if he had chosen to say, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and in the flesh he endured death for the life of us all. It is in this form that we know him, or rather from now on we no longer know him, for although he is still in the flesh, since on the third day he returned to life and is now with the Father in heaven, nevertheless, we know him above the flesh, for being raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. Since, if in this way, he became the pioneer of our life, we must of necessity follow in his footsteps and be regarded not so much in the flesh as above the flesh. St. Paul speaks with complete accuracy when he says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. For we have been made righteousness by faith in Christ, and the power of the curse has come to an end. He has trodden underfoot the power of death and returned to life for our sake. We have come to know the one who is truly God by nature and pay him our worship in spirit and in truth, since the Son is our mediator and gives to the world the Father's blessings from on high. And so, those are wise words of St. Paul. All is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. For the mystery of God's incarnation and his work of renewal is certainly not apart from the Father's will. It is through Christ that we have gained access to the Father. No one comes to the Father, as Christ said himself, except through him. Accordingly, all is from God, who through Christ reconciled us and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Responsory from Romans 5 and Colossians 1. We exult in God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we have now been granted reconciliation. Alleluia. In him the complete being of God, by God's own choice, came to dwell. God chose to reconcile the whole universe to himself through him, through whom we have now been granted reconciliation. Alleluia. The Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise. The hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us the grace of an attentive love to celebrate these days of joy devoted to the honour of the risen Lord. Teach us to hold fast in our actions to the mystery we recall in worship. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.